To anyone who's paying attention, it's obvious what's happening, especially if you're studying the law, watching where Supreme Court cases are going. A police state's being erected around us. In fact, police have all kinds of authority now they didn't have 10 to 20 years ago, such as tasering, SWAT team raids, anal probing people on streets, touching women's vaginas, on down the list. Add to that now a landmark Supreme Court case with so-called drug-sniffing dogs, and things look fairly ominous, folks. In fact, the justices of our U.S. Supreme Court, for the sake of order and expediency, have become the architects of the American police state. The most recent case is Florida versus Harris, where a man named Clayton Harris in 2006 was pulled over by a policeman for supposedly having an expired license tag. During the stop, the policeman decided that he thought Harris was acting suspicious, so he had his drug-sniffing dog walk around the car. Supposedly, the dog smelled some kind of drug on the car, so the policeman went ahead and did a warrantless search of the car. Supposedly, the author found some pseudoephedrine, which is a cold medicine, and some materials allegedly used to manufacture other drugs. Harris later challenged the search in court, arguing that the police had not provided sufficient evidence that the dog was a reliable drug-sniffing dog. Thus, his supposed alert on the car or the door of Mr. Harris didn't give the policeman probable cause to search the vehicle. The Supreme Court of Florida agreed. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court of the United States disagreed with the Florida Supreme Court, now giving a red light to drug-sniffing dogs if they pull you over for anything, an expired license plate. Maybe you just did a bit of a weave and the policeman wanted to pull you over, or he thought you were texting. He can walk his dog around your car, and if the dog's supposedly alert, he can pull you out of the car. He supposedly has probable cause now to search your car without a warrant. What's troubling about the Supreme Court's decision is that it had all kinds of evidence in front of it that dogs are not accurate. In fact, the best study that the police have shows that dogs are incorrect in drug identification up to at least 60% of the time. In fact, in one study, the dogs falsely alerted 123 times out of 144 times. Not only are the dogs inaccurate in that they don't work, in other words, what we're saying here, the Supreme Court saying, dogs, if they're 80% incorrect, that's enough for probable cause to search your car without a warrant. In other words, decimate the Fourth Amendment based on an animal that has obviously problems sniffing out drugs. The other thing that was found that in most cases where dogs alert and say that they smell drugs in a car or a home or a package, it's a cue by the handler. In other words, they're responding to something the handler says, something the handler does behaviorally. And again, it's not the dog, it's the handler actually cueing the dog to alert to some kind of drugs. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court's case in Harris and decision is merely the latest in a long line of abuses justified by an institution, the Supreme Court, concerned with more with establishing order and protecting government agents than upholding the rights enshrined in the Constitution. In fact, in 2011, the Supreme Court in an 8-1 ruling said if the police, SWAT team, all in their SWAT team Darth Vader gear, show up at your door, it's the wrong door, they arrive at the wrong address, they don't have a warrant, but they think you might be doing something illegal in your house, they can actually crash down the door and come into your house without a warrant. In April 2012, the Supreme Court ruled in Florence versus Burlington that any person who is arrested and processed at a jailhouse, regardless of the severity of his or her offense, that is, you can be guilty of nothing more than a minor traffic offense, you can be subject to a strip search multiple times by police or jail officials. This license to probe is being extended to roadside stops as police officers throughout the country have begun performing roadside strip searches without any evidence of wrongdoing and even without a warrant. For example, Angel Dobbs and her niece were pulled over by Texas state troopers on July 13, 2012, allegedly for flicking cigarette butts out of a car window. They were subjected to a roadside cavity search of their anus and vagina. The officer claimed to be searching for marijuana. Incredibly, no marijuana was found. The Supreme Court is set to decide another landmark case. It's Florida versus Jardines. In this case, it's again involves so-called drug-sniffing dogs and whether if they arrive at your house and they might smell drugs some around your yard in your home, whether that is sufficient for probable cause under the Fourth Amendment and they enter your house without a warrant. The Fourth Amendment is the center of the Bill of Rights. What it says is before the police can come in your home without a warrant, they have to have probable cause. Well, what's probable cause? Well, probable cause in the past was that they had to have clear evidence, the police, the government, that you are up to something illegal. And once they had this probable cause, they had to go before a judge and get a warrant. With drug sniffing dogs now, they just sniff, run into your car, and pretty soon they'll be running into your home. What that means, folks, is the Fourth Amendment's dead.